All right, are we all ready?
Yep.
All right. So the date is April 22nd, 2021, and it is 7 p.m. At this moment, there are 31,666,546 cases of COVID in the United States, with 566,494 deaths. In Wisconsin, we have 592,494 cases with 6,725 deaths. California, to compare to Wisconsin, has 3,622,427 cases. Well, it has 59,992 deaths. And the percentage of the population that is fully vaccinated in the United States is 26.4%. All right. So I'm Zach Hughes. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Janice Hughes, Zach's mother.
All right. And what do you primarily do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, my job is quite complex. I do a lot of data entry. With my job, I am a lab abstractor as well as, that's about it, I guess. I abstract labs and, lots of medical records. I'm an Epic user. So I work with the, medical chart, the Epic medical charts and records.
And where do you work?
Work for UW Health in
and
Madison.
Where do you live then?
Where do I live?
Yep.
I live in the Madison area in DeForest.
Gotcha. So I guess the first question I have for you is, how has COVID-19 affected your job?
Many ways. Where I used to work in an office, building with many people, I would say about 100 at least. I now work at home, just myself, and it's very different. I don't have the interaction, with coworkers. It's very quiet. And so, yeah, my work environment is completely different. We do our meetings via a Zoom, type call. And so we do not see each other in person. Everything is over the web. And so in that way, it's, my work is pretty much the same, but I'm not having that interaction with other people. And that's been very different. But it's been working out fine.
So do you think that you don't have as much of a sense of community at work as it used to be, where you guys were all in the same building?
Yeah, it's very different that way. There are times that I feel very disconnected. That makes it a little bit more difficult. But on a positive note, we are finding that, throughout the entire organization, people that do work at home, it's working. It's actually working very well in that we are more productive, more efficient. With our work, and we're going to stay home permanently.
What are your feelings about that? Are you excited to be home, or is it kind of a mixed bag of feelings?
Yeah, I have mixed feelings. In the beginning, I was very excited because I didn't know that I would be home permanently. We thought, COVID, we didn't know what was going to happen with COVID, and we thought maybe a couple of weeks and we'd be back in the office. And little did I know, a few weeks ago, I'd be picking up all my personal belongings, to be at home, permanently. So, kind of sad about that. Really miss seeing my coworkers. there's something to be said about just having that socialization and that kind of thing. But I'm used to working at home now, and yeah, I like it fine. So, I mean, there are definitely pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been, I don't have to drive where it was a 45-minute drive. So I'm saving a lot on gas emissions. And I feel pretty good about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's a mixed bag. But now that I am, now that I have been home for a while, I am getting used to it. And, you know, it's fine. I'm good with it. Mm-hmm. So.
So like moving on, I know your job hasn't been cut, but do you know anyone that works with you that may have lost their job because of COVID-19, or have they pretty much, gotten everyone moved and situated online?
Yeah. I do not know anyone personally. I do know that within the organization, there have been, people that, their work because of COVID, they had to go to other work in other areas, whether it be the hospital, mm-hmm. The clinic setting, one of the business offices, in various capacities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's nice about our organization, is that there's always need for work somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But healthcare is pretty busy. So, yeah, fortunately I was not, I've been fine with my job and, didn't have to.
So what I'm gathering is overall, COVID has not really affected, it has affected the workplace, but it has not affected the actual economy of the job and the field you're in. And
right.
Most people are still in the organization are still maintaining their job online.
Right. And there was a point where, because a lot of my work depends, they look at the stats production. It did get pretty low. We weren't doing surgeries,
mm-hmm.
Because of all the COVID patients weren't coming in. So a lot of surgeries had to be either canceled, or had to be booked for a different day, or rescheduled. So that was a huge part of our job, is entering data on, patients who had surgeries, whether it be outpatient or inpatient. So our work did decline quite a bit for a while, but we still had enough, work to keep us going through even that, you know, low time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Do you think that maybe the, because of COVID, that you know more about technology than you did before COVID, because everything has moved so online?
Yeah, I had to learn some different programs. Yeah, absolutely. Just doing these Zoom kinds of meetings. Never did those before, because mm-hmm. we met in a conference room mm-hmm. for our monthly meetings. So, yeah, technology, definitely I've had to learn. And it's, yeah. So
moving on to outside of work things, how has COVID affected your day-to-day lifestyle? Just like, besides work, just your normal activities.
Mm-hmm. Lot less than pre-COVID, in that I am fully vaccinated, but before that, I didn't go anywhere. And so I felt very isolated, afraid to go to the store, afraid to go out anywhere in public,
mm-hmm.
You know, even with a mask, that for quite a while, you know, it was staying at home and going to the store only for the things that I needed, that mm-hmm. I you know, the basic things that I needed. No more eating out in restaurants, doing all the cooking and that kind of thing.
Do you think that as time went on, since COVID started, you started to like go outside a little more, even when there was no vaccine, just because maybe you just felt so trapped inside? Or
absolutely. Yep. Yep. As you know, Zach, I love to run, and that was kind of my escape, and it still is. Mm-hmm. Just to get out and get fresh air, whether it be walking, my running, but definitely. Mm-hmm. And now with the weather being very nice, it's been great to get out more.
How have you done things with friends nearly as often anymore, or how do you go about your social life during the pandemic?
Yeah, no, not really. There really isn't a social life. I really haven't seen some of my friends in a long time since COVID. Mm-hmm. And we communicate on the phone, or we FaceTime, we text. It was difficult.
Because, yeah, the face-to-face interaction just is more meaningful. Is it more meaningful? Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm vaccinated, you know, and grandma.
Yeah, you can go see
them. We can give each other a hug, and that's so awesome.
Moving on. So, like, I guess you've kind of considered a lot of those challenges. Would you consider those some of your biggest challenges during COVID, or do you have more challenges that weren't covered just throughout your daily lifestyle?
I think that was about it, really. You know, with my job, I think I covered everything.
Recreationally, do you find yourself maybe watching more TV or reading more, things that revolve around being inside the house?
Yeah, definitely more Netflix mm-hmm. binges.
Do you feel as motivated to exercise?
Not initially when all of it started. But I think it kind of made me more motivated to get out, you know, and as you know, Zach, I'm in training, but I kind of had to force myself mm-hmm. to get out, you know. Motivation was definitely an issue, but kind of had to push that a little bit. And obviously now with the weather nicer, it's easier to get out.
And not just exercise, but just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find it more difficult to like just go through the daily routine every day and get ready and go to work? Is that harder to get through than when we weren't in a pandemic, or does it feel the same?
It's boring, quite honestly. It gets really boring and really old.
Yeah.
I get ready and go downstairs and start working. So, And again, it's getting better now, definitely better now with things mm-hmm. opening up. But, in the beginning, I was excited to work at home, but then as days and weeks went on, just kind of got to be the same kind of routine.
Mm-hmm. Within the like the community or DeForest, do you think that other people are taking measures not nearly as seriously as you are, or do you feel like when you talk to people, most of you guys are on the same boat in the fact that you try to keep your distance in public and you're cognizant of the fact that, you know, there are people around you that are less healthy than you are and could, you know, be a lot more, it could be a lot more damaging to their health.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't know about other people in the community really, but what I can see, yeah, right here in DeForest, people are wearing their masks and yeah, you have to be careful of the elderly and who you're next to. You know, it's like you constantly have to, and sometimes it's hard, you know, when, especially in the beginning, oh, I have to keep my distance. Oh, I have to remember to put my mask on as I'm entering the store. And now I feel it's easier because we're just so used to it. But I'm sorry, what was the latter part of your question?
Just the fact that everyone, are you guys kind of just on the same wavelength of the fact that,
I think so,
that you are taking it seriously, and do you feel like the people around you are taking it seriously?
Yeah. For the most part, I think so. And again, you know, I still don't get out very much, so it's hard to know that for sure.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm out of Madison or the DeForest area, that tells a little bit more. But for the most part, I think the whole area, including Madison, I think we're all, for the most part, I know that I am careful of the other person.
So, like, I guess, has your relationship changed with, like, people that you know that are unhealthy, like, or that are more susceptible to, you know, being more harmed by the pandemic, like grandma? Has that changed the relationship at all, or are you guys still frequently communicating even when you can't maybe go see her in person?
And again, that has changed now because we're all vaccinated, but before that was very difficult. It was very hard for me emotionally. I had a tough time with, going to her house and not being able to hug her, but yet knowing that for her own good and to keep her healthy, I needed to wear my mask and keep my distance. And I did not, as you know, I did not visit her often at all when the numbers were really spiked with COVID. And we talk, and we still do almost every day on the phone. So there's that, but, emotionally difficult for me, but especially for grandma.
And it's hard because she lives on a farm and she's not, you know, she's distanced from her own community already as it is, you know.
And I think her church, you know, she could go to church, and that was really hard for her because that, you know, it's a very meaningful part of her life. And so I think COVID, I think the elderly in general has really affected them.
So moving on, I know you haven't gotten COVID, but do you know a decent amount of people, or at least a few people who have gotten COVID?
Yes, a few.
And when you found out about it, was it like scary to you, or was it like what were your feelings when you found out that someone you knew got COVID?
Well, again, you know, I go back to the beginning of COVID when it was, the cases were really high, very scary, all the way around for myself and so many people. But the one lady that I knew, yeah, it was scary, but fortunately she had really a very mild, very mild case. She was fine. I have a friend now who's on day 12 with COVID and, she's still not well. She's very weak. She has labored breathing and I worry a lot about her.
Do you think that like when the pandemic initially started, it was like more shocking to see people get sick from COVID and scarier? Or do you think that, and do you think that that has like tapered off over time as we're just gotten used to the fact that so many people in the United States have COVID? Do you think that it's gotten less scarier or less scary or scarier because more people have gotten COVID?
Well, you know, I think it, to me, it feels less scary than in the beginning or when the numbers were so high. There were so many people dying. So being that I work in the healthcare industry, we had so many hospitalizations at our hospitals, and just through the kind of work that I do, I would come across so many of these patients, COVID positive, one after another. And it was really scary in all ages. And I think now that things have settled down somewhat and it's just kind of a norm, somebody comes in and has a COVID test and, you know, they might be positive, you know, or negative. And it just doesn't feel as scary to me now because, again, I think we're just so used to it. We are so used to COVID. And every case is different. Every case,
so I think maybe the random consequences of it, some people get it real, you know, healthy people are getting really sick from it. Healthy people are experiencing a minor headache. The fact that it's so, you know, you don't know what we're going to get with it might add to the fact that it's scary because we don't know what we're what's going to happen sometimes.
And I feel less scared because my family's almost fully vaccinated.
So the vaccination is definitely
feels so much better.
Yeah.
Only one person in our family yet, Allison with the second. And so that makes me just feel a lot more at ease. But yes, it's still out there. There's still a lot of COVID.
And with the restrictions, you know, a lot of them still haven't been lifted, even with the amount of vaccinations, because, you know, people are still not getting vaccinated and et cetera. Do you think that this overall pandemic has been more of a mental health battle or more of a physical health battle? In the fact that, you know, I feel it differs, but what do you think? Do you think that it's more, the virus has done more damage to people's mental health or physical well-being, or do you think that both have a large significance?
I think both, but mental health a little bit more, much more in so many aspects. You know, you college kids, you know, I mean, on so many levels, I'll start with grade school, elementary, middle, high school, you know, having to all of a sudden work or do their schooling at home, parents having to figure out what they're going to do about their jobs. Many of them having to leave their jobs to stay at home to teach their kids or to be there to help them. And, you know, you college students having to all of a sudden, you know, having to do your schooling online in a little dorm or a house. And me, you know, having to work remotely. I just think on all so many levels, the mental well-being it has suffered greatly.
So moving on to the vaccine. So you've said that you've been vaccinated. Were you nervous to get vaccinated, or, you know, were you afraid of the side effects, or?
Initially, I guess I was a little nervous because I got mine early on, you know, in February. And I guess I was afraid of side effects. I was just a little nervous about that. Other than that, I was fine. You know, when I got my second vaccine, not nervous at all. And I felt it was the right thing. And, you know, now I feel good about it.
Did you get any side effects at all?
I did not.
Other than a sore arm.
The second vaccine, I had a very, very sore arm.
Mm-hmm.
I worked the next day, and I had a hard time dressing, lifting my arm to dress myself. And I was very fatigued, very fatigued.
And which one did you get?
Where I couldn't do my job. I was so tired.
Which vaccine did you get?
Let's see. There's the Moderna, and what is the other one? I got
Pfizer.
The Pfizer. Yeah.
You got that one. Okay.
Yeah. And that was, I believe, 21 days in between
vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have, like, was it difficult? I mean, you work in the medical field, so it probably wasn't that difficult getting access to the vaccination, but did you have any issues trying to get the vaccination scheduled?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I didn't.
Gotcha. No. So moving on to a different topic. So what have you been using for your news source during the pandemic? Have you been watching the news a lot during the pandemic?
Probably a little bit too much.
And what source do you watch mainly?
I watch CNN.
Do you think that these news sources like CNN, these mainstream ones, do you think that they're reliable? Or?
I find CNN to be the most reliable. However, there can be media overload and too much. I believe in what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is, you know, whether it be Fox, CNN or whatever, news channel, there's so much coverage and it probably is overdone a little bit, but I mean, my feeling, you know, you take what you want from it, what information you want, and, you know, COVID is real. It's a pandemic, just like there were things, you know, years ago, like with your grandma, smallpox, polio, that they had to get vaccinated for. So I kind of think it's just one of those things that, you know, there's a vaccine and we need to be vaccinated. So we stay healthy, like any other vaccine. And I also believe that this vaccine was in the making for years and they just kind of had a, I mean, I don't believe, yes, there was a rush on it. But yet, I mean, you have to go through so many trials and they're not going to put a vaccine out there that isn't safe.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like any other vaccines, there is going to be an occasion, which is rare, that someone's going to have an issue. Someone is going to get deathly sick.
Do you think that the news, like such as CNN, do you think they've over-dramatized the pandemic, or do you think that they're fairly accurate in the fact that of how the severity of the pandemic is?
I think they're pretty accurate.
Okay.
I think they're pretty accurate. That's what I believe. I like Cuomo, CNN Cuomo, and he had the COVID virus. And it was very interesting following him because he worked while he had the virus and he was sick for a long time. And I believed everything he went through. You know, you take what you want from these news programs. Again, you know, you believe in what you believe in. But yeah, of course, there's over, you know, they dramatize. If I think that happens on any channel. But, you know, the bottom line is it's real and we need to be vaccinated.
Do you think that, you know, since, you know, you're from the Madison area, you're so close to the Capitol, do you think that Evers has done a good job at handling the pandemic with what he's been given, or do you think that maybe he didn't do enough?
No, I think he's done a wonderful job. Here's a guy like anybody, none of us knew that COVID was going to be here. We knew nothing about it. So, you know, it happened and, you know, he's our governor. I mean, he didn't know. And so I think he's done a very, very good job, with something he's never had to deal with. He has never dealt with anything like this. So overall, I think he's done pretty well.
Do you think that, the pandemic as a whole should be a political issue? As in the fact that depending on which party you lean towards, it should be handled differently? Or do you think that people are making it too political and that it really should just be a health issue?
I think it should be a health issue. I think it's way too political.
Yeah.
Way too political. I mean, we're talking about health. We're talking about people's lives. You know, people are dying from this, and I just don't see how politics should really even play a role in it.
So I guess kind of wrapping up a little, going forward, how has the pandemic changed you and maybe the way you think about different things such as the community or your family or your friends?
Mm-hmm.
Will you take anything?
I think it's changed me in that I try not to, I don't take things for granted that much anymore. And I think I've kind of gotten down to more of the basics. Like I'm hopeful that a lot of people have, in that we need to just slow down a little bit in life. And this is COVID is very real. So many lives were lost, and I'm just very grateful that I didn't get it, or anybody in my family. And, I'm just very grateful to be alive through all of this and be healthy.
As a whole, do you think that, knowing what we know now, do we think that, like, in terms of the government, do you think they are going to look back on this, and do you think that they're going to, you know, take a lot of lessons out of this? Do you think that they handled it well? What do they need to keep in mind for the future in case something like this happens? Well, when something like this happens again?
Well, I don't think anybody really knew that COVID was going to happen. So I think it's just been so new for everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hope they've learned some lessons. And, you know, I just think moving forward, we just have to know that, well, first of all, get through this pandemic and, you know, hopefully it never happens again, but be prepared. I don't know exactly, you know, what that would look like. But yeah, I mean, I feel, you know, through all this, that government needs to have some kind of plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a loaded question. I mean, I could really get into politics, but I won't. but it's hard to know. But hopefully, you know, in the future and coming years, that, you know, we can get back to somewhat of some normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the last question I have for you following that is, how long do you think it's going to take to return to normalcy? Do you think it will ever return to normalcy? You know, your workplace obviously is changed for, you know, for a very long time, if not indefinitely in the future. You know, do you think Do you think it'll ever be the same as it was before COVID, or?
You know, again, I mean, it's just, I think about working at home now until I retire, and it's so different. It's so different. I don't know if everything will return back to normal like it was, but I'm hopeful that things will be better, that, you know, I think we'll still be wearing masks for a long time. I don't know when this pandemic, nobody knows when for sure it'll be over with. And it's hard to know. Mm-hmm. It's hard to know, for sure, what the future is going to look like. But, I do think it's going to look a little different. I think we are going to be more cautious about, you know, washing our hands and just those little things, keeping our distance from people. I kind of think we're so used to it now, that I kind of think maybe that'll be the norm, that we won't be so quick to, go to restaurants with buffets or, you know, those kinds of things. I don't think those will ever exist. It'll be different, I think. I don't know. But it'll be good.
I don't know if any of us know for sure.
And that's just it. We don't. None of us know for sure. Just got to take it a day at a time and hope for the best.
All right. Well, I think that about sums it up.
Thank you.